I may be a little bit more emphatic about it. Mm-hmm.
If someone was once afraid but is no longer, you would say she would be afraid, but
she used to be, but is not anymore.
Okay. Would you mind saying that again? I think that car just.
All right. I would say she used to be afraid, but
right.
is no
now,
longer.
Now, how would you negativize the word?
Yes.
Used to be.
Well, it isn't correct to say she didn't used to be, as some people would. Formerly, she. Before this, she was not afraid. Formal would be a little too formal, but just everyday speech. But children and some people say she didn't used to be afraid, but that's
what
not very
you
good.
Say?
I expect I might say that sometime.
but here's your phone.
Yeah, I don't.
If someone is not careful, they are
careless.
If you wanted to use a word for a person who is a little odd, you might use
queer.
Now, has the meaning of this changed lately?
A little bit in the used to. Formerly, if you said somebody queer, they just had some little odd ways or something. But sometimes we use they to sort of mean mentally off. She's a little queer. You think, well, she's a mental case.
How has the use of this as a slang term for homosexual affected the use of it?
Well, not too much. I don't know what term I'd use rather than that if I was thinking of them.
What I'm saying really mm-hmm. is, would you avoid using the word queer?
No, I would not. I do not give it a connotation that would make me think of that. Now, some words do make you think of things and you'd avoid using them. But no, in among my friends, the word queer is all right.
Mm-hmm. If someone's easily offended, you might say they're...
sensitive? Well, it would be a good word there. We'd say they get the feelings hurt easily.
Would you ever use the word touchy?
Yes, she would. She's sort of touchy about things, uh-huh. Yes, she might.
If you are not happy about something, and you become really upset, you would say, I am really...
angry?
Now,
we'd say mad, but we ought not to.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask about this.
We'd say mad.
Would you use
I'd say mad rather than angry. I got so mad with her rather than angry.
If you were in a crowd of people, in an auditorium, mm-hmm. and someone said there's a fire and everyone started to panic, they might make an announcement saying, everyone keep
quiet or remain seated.
Mm-hmm. Don't panic.
Mm-hmm. Get me what words you want.
Instead of being upset, you would be tranquil, you would be...
calm.
All right.